In crafting its budget, the Alaska House is set to begin debating amendments tomorrow. The proposed budget includes more than $300 million in cuts, still much less than what Governor Mike Dunleavy has proposed cutting. Here to talk about what's in the budget is Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchiman. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Casey.
Andrew, was it you that told me the House Finance Committee made some cuts last week? And what are the most significant cuts it made?
Yeah, that's it. So the largest single cut was to the debt service the state has provided municipalities to build and repair public schools. It had at least temporarily stopped doing this for new bonds 4 years ago, but this latest action would affect all existing debt service. That's directly going to lead to property tax increases in much of the state. Along with that reduction, the state will spend $40 million less on school construction in the schools that are in the unorganized borough. And the House also agreed to spend $58 million less on Medicaid. That cuts a lot less than what Governor Dunleavy was looking for. He's looking for $225 million in Medicaid cuts.
Were there smaller cuts that were also worth noting, though?
Yeah, there were significant cuts that really are only small in comparison to where Governor Dunleavy was looking to cut. An example is the university budget. The Finance Committee is reducing that by $10 million. The governor was looking for a $133 million reduction. And then with the ferry system, again, the committee cut it by $10 million, and the governor's budget would cut it by $64 million in state funding.
So in the House budget as it is right now, the big differences with their budget and Governor Dunleavy's proposal on Medicaid, the university, and ferries, where else does the House budget differ the most from Governor Dunleavy's proposal?
Well, first and foremost, I would say education funding. The governor proposed a cut of $309 million in state funding for public education. And instead, the House Finance Committee proposed a $3 million increase. So a big difference there. The finance budget also doesn't rely on $420 million of transfers from municipalities in oil and gas property taxes. It also doesn't rely on $172 million in draws from the statutory budget reserve. The governor was looking to that as a backstop in case the administration doesn't achieve some of the Medicaid reductions that it's looking to make. Instead, that the Finance Committee just counts on a much smaller Medicaid reduction.
Those last two things that you mentioned, they're not really spending cuts. They're ways to pay for the budget, right? So how will the House pay for it? And also, just to throw this out there, you haven't talked about permanent fund dividends yet today.
Yeah, Casey, those two things are connected. Really, what this budget implies is a significant reduction in what would be the full size of the PFD under state law. That's what the governor campaigned on. That's what he's proposed, basically a $3,000 PFD. With these reduced cuts, they would actually lead to a PFD that would be smaller. That being said, there could be more cuts coming on the House floor. And beyond the House floor, we have the Senate. And I think the House knows that the Senate's looking to make further cuts that would allow for a larger PFD. So it seems like the legislature's pointed toward a PFD that is similar to or maybe slightly larger than the $1,600 that Alaskans received last year, but significantly less than the $3,000 that the governor is seeking. Basically, that's a result of responding to public testimony, public comment, and the pushback that's come from people who rely on state services. It remains to be seen how much the governor will cut when the budget gets to his desks. We still have a couple more steps to go through, but he won't be able to add money for dividends once the legislature has set that level. So all of this could become part of a final agreement between the House and Senate and the governor. And we're really a month away from that. A lot of unanswered questions.
The budgeting process underway. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchiman here to help us figure it all out. Andrew, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Casey.